Good morning, Councillor Hines. You're the transport spokesman for the Labour group, and you must be almost tired of talking about trams now.
Well, I think every day there's another revelation, but obviously the tram project is crucial to the public transport integration of the city and looking forward to, you know, the increase in population in Edinburgh, and it's millions and millions of pounds. So while I might get fed up with speaking about it, it's just so important that we need to keep talking about it. We need to keep getting answers to the questions we have and have enough information so we can make a good decision.
Okay, and if what's your ideal decision that you would make at tomorrow's special meeting about the trams?
Well, one of the difficulties I have is that it's now 9:30 in the morning and I still don't have a report for the meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. So, you know, it's just over 24 hours before we're supposed to meet for the council and make a decision. Yet I don't have a report saying the background or giving us any information. So
who's supposed to be producing this report?
So it's the chief executive, and it's report on, you know, the Liberal Democrats have called this special council meeting. They called it on Monday, the Lord Provost, obviously under instruction of Jenny Daw, and I'm assuming some discussion with SNP as well. And so this special meeting has been called for tomorrow, and yet it's now, as I say, less, you know, just over 24 hours before we make a pretty fundamental decision for the council, and I have no report to then make a judgment, and I'll only have some time today to look at the report, to ask some questions, and hope that I have enough information to make a decision tomorrow.
And the immediate reaction from the Lib Dems last week was that such a decision to stop the trams at Haymarket would immediately mean that £161 million would have to be paid out of the revenue budget. Do you disagree with that?
Absolutely. What the option they're talking about is the option for cancellation. That's not what was approved by the council last week. The option that was approved by the council last week was a Haymarket option. And while we don't believe it, you know, no option we had last week or in June were the ideal one, we still believe that's the option that we think has got the least disruption to the traffic, the least effect on Lothian buses, but also importantly, it had a fixed price. We were given a guaranteed price for the Haymarket option. We don't have a guaranteed price for the St Andrew Square option. And also the borrowing of, you know, £230 million is a St Andrew Square option, and that is a £15 million debt for the next 30 years.
So if one of the options on the table tomorrow is to take the trams all the way to St Andrew Square and still borrow £231 million, presumably you will still be voting against that one.
Well, as I say, because I don't have a report, it's very difficult without that information to say what we will be doing. We'll have a group meeting this evening and hopefully we'll have the report by then and we'll be able to make a judgment, at our group meeting. And also, I'm just rereading all of the background papers we were given in last week and also in June and the revised business plan today, so I can see, you know, reread them all again and then to have some questions for officials, which hopefully can be answered before we can make a decision tomorrow.
But certainly the Labour group last week were certainly voting against the council encumbering themselves with a debt of £231 million.
Yes, and we haven't changed our view since that time. And also, as more revelations come out, particularly about the Lothian buses, it's been very clear to me by Lothian buses that they have not been involved at all with the Haymarket option and the operation of that and the integration between buses and trams. So the figure that's been bandied about of £3.1 to £4 million will need an operational cost for the tram to Haymarket. There has been no discussion at all with Lothian buses on that option. So you have to then question that figure when there's been no discussion with Lothian buses about integration between tram and buses, unlike the St Andrew Square option, where there has been discussion with Lothian buses.
What's your fear for Lothian buses? Is your fear that they would then have to take over running both and would then suffer financially as a result?
Well, I mean, it's always been the case that Lothian Buses and Lothian Buses Board, well, that's been made clear in the last few months, would be the responsibility for the running and the operation costs of both tram and buses. But as I understand it, the board have never been asked, or the management, about the St Andrew Square option. There's £2.7 million for the next 30 years on a leaseback of the tram that Lothian Buses would have to come from their finances. And so that's another, you know, £2.7 million for the next 30 years. And as I understand it, they haven't even been consulted on whether they're willing to accept that. And that's the St Andrew Square option.
And the ideal result from tomorrow?
I don't think there is any ideal result tomorrow. I'm just pleased that in some ways now the SNP government and the SNP councillors realise they've got a responsibility for this project. And the last 4.5 years they've said they haven't got any responsibility, but are in power in both at the Scottish Parliament and at the City Council. And yet, you know, they've just taken their hands off it. So at least I'm glad they now have taken some responsibility and are now, as I see it, now in favour of the tram project.
Great. Thank you very much, Leslie Hines.
Okay. Right, exactly.